At 4 minutes past, this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. The group Walk Bike Nashville says 4 pedestrians have been killed on city streets so far in 2018. If pedestrian deaths continue at that pace, it would be a significant decrease in fatalities from 2017. The organization says 23 pedestrians were struck and killed on Nashville streets last year, the highest number in recent history. Walk Bike Nashville's Nora Kern notes that an even larger number of people were struck but survived. She says those incidents are harder to track.
Sometimes the numbers for injuries can be a little inaccurate because not everyone who is hit by a car will always report it.
Walk Bike Nashville also tracks the location of pedestrian fatalities and says most deaths occur along Metro's primary thoroughfares.
Gallatin, Murfreesboro, and Nolensville, all of those are high transit use corridors that have either little to no sidewalks and very infrequent crosswalks.
Kern says pedestrians should use crosswalks where available and obey traffic signals. She also suggests pedestrians make eye contact with drivers before stepping into the street. Of course, drivers and pedestrians alike need to put down their cell phones.
Be especially careful at night. So we see majority of crashes happening after hours when it's dark. If you're out driving at night, go ahead and slow down 5 or 10 miles an hour.
Walk Bike Nashville is supporting Metro's proposed $5.4 billion transit plan with the hope that pedestrian safety will be improved by the project. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.